Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual.
Oh, welcome back. We are live from Radio Row here at the Miami Beach Convention Center. We all got distracted now. They literally just brought in a Trojan horse into the building.
Why is there a Trojan horse in here?
Yeah, what's going on?
What is happening? That is definitely the most interesting thing I've seen in here so far.
It's a little
Trojan horse. So is that going to the old – because we are right by – I guess that's like the Old Spice. Is that a man cave? Like, I don't know what the hell that's supposed to be. But they are wheeling in.
I'll check it out.
I mean, we don't know for sure it's a Trojan horse, Robbie. I mean, it could be something that looks exactly like a horse. I don't know.
I mean, it's the same wood box that I'm pretty sure the actual Trojans brought in
here,
way back in the day.
I'm going to throw it up on Instagram. You guys go check it out. Brendan_Tobin on Instagram. It'll be on my story. I don't know what the hell is going on there. But they are wheeling in a Trojan horse. You guys can also see Robbie the Degenerate. Now, we just played our favorite game. The damage is done, my friend. And Robbie forgot. He wanted to get to one, a little extra one. So what did you forget, Robbie?
Well, I didn't really forget. We just ran out of time.
Ran out of time.
Yeah,
okay,
but so apparently Jessica Mendoza, she's likely to be removed. I like
Jessica Mendoza a lot, by the way.
But she is likely to be removed from Sunday Night Baseball. Now, many of you must be thinking that maybe it was her comments about Mike Fiers snitching on the whole cheating scandal with the Astros.
People are mad. Some people are mad at Mike Fiers for being a rat.
Mendoza included.
You know, I'm only mad at Mike Fiers for hitting Giancarlo Stanton in the face and costing him an MVP years ago. Even though he's a local guy, Deerfield Beach, that's my hometown, so I shouldn't be mad at him. But, you hit Giancarlo Stanton in the face, you ruin the Marlins season. I don't know what to tell you, Mike. And now people are mad at him because he whistleblowed this entire cheating scandal, which, let's not forget. This is what cost Jose Canseco any life in baseball. He was blacklisted for this, basically for steroids. So – I don't know what to tell you.
But apparently, I don't know how believable this is, but that her comments on Mike Fiers had little to factor in behind ESPN's reshuffling. Apparently, the damage was done, my friend.
So she had no shot at it.
The damage is done, my friend.
And apparently, Matt Van Skirshen is also not guaranteed to be back. A-Rod's the only guy coming back.
That's interesting because I believe Matt Van Skirshen.
XFL?
I believe he was like the whole thing. Honestly, I remember talking about this on the morning show because Zaslow's got a great relationship with Boog. He used to produce him forever. Mm-hmm. And Boog was rumored to be the lead dog for that, and Vasgersian swooped on in because apparently that was, A-Rod's guy was Vasgersian. So maybe went against the grain, went against the godfather that is A-Rod, and damage is done. My friend Matt Vasgersian is out, but hopefully Boog Shambi gets to slide right in there.
He says Vasgersian could stay, but ESPN is also looking at Boog Shambi and Carl Ravitch as possible replacements.
Carl Ravitch is fine. Yeah. He's fine. I'm not going to say he doesn't do a good job. I like Carl Ravitch a lot, but you should give that gig to Boog Shambi. Nobody loves baseball more than Boog Shambi. I mean, he's – to me, nobody upholds – the love of the game quite like Boog does. And I just think he's a smart broadcaster. I would rather it go to Boog Shambi than it go to Carl Ravitch. I know that Baseball Tonight's basically dead in the water. That's tough nuggets. Carl Ravitch is a pro's pro. You can put him somewhere else.
But do people still watch Sunday Night Baseball when their team's not playing?
I can't remember the last time that I've watched Sunday Night Baseball.
Mets and Phillies Sunday night, I'll pass. No, I
thought the whole point of having A-Rod on there is because you want a name that's going to attract people and you're just like, oh, A-Rod's here. Let's just kind of scope it out. But nah, not really.
It's a glorified regular season game. That's really all it is.
Yeah, it is, and it's one of those things where it's like, man, the game moves so slow. Can you imagine a way you want to wind down your Sunday night is with a little bit of baseball? My team was on it for sure.
Yeah. I do like their bat and glove microphones. You can really hear the crack of the bat in those Sunday Night Baseball microphones. Yeah.
Hey, you guys want some people? You want to go get somebody?
Whatever you want.
Action. I was just, that was some action.
Action's action.
I was just talking to Rob Wilson and Jerome Bettis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bring them on over, man.
I'll go, hell yeah, the bus.
Because,
we played against each other.
I just want to ask him about it. I got your flag!
Because guess what? It looked like they can only do that in one take. Now he's a big boy, but he doesn't look big, but you can tell he's a big boy.
Let's give you a chance to win $1,000 right now.
Give me a hint.
Yeah, okay, bands do this to make money.
Tour.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, nice.
Hey. Oh,
well done by you.
I'm the best at this.
The word this hour is tour, T-O-U-R, tour. Text that to 72881 and you are registered. If you don't win this hour, you have another chance at the top of next hour. Message data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. It is a national contest, and it is sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Robbie, we'll get you caught up on what went down last night at the American Airlines Arena and in sports. Let's get to our headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
If I remember correctly, I believe Tribe was on an award tour. That's the way the song goes. The song goes. Yeah, Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah,
song,
we
war
on
tour.
The world tour.
Nah, I don't know the words. But
point.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Robbie got two. That's two today for Robbie.
Robbie.
The Heat had some points yesterday. 113 of them, and they only gave up 92 of them to the Orlando Magic. Finally taking
down
the Nemesis.
That's nice to see you guys. The Heat keeping it under 100 for sure. I mean, like, look. I know this Steve Clifford's out there.
Back to back.
Stop. You do the same thing.
No.
You
I'm
do
not
the
a coach.
Same thing
I'm
with
not
a
TL. You know, ask Eric Spoelstra.
We have enough.
In his life, would he ever say, oh,
we have
had
enough.
Five games in 7 days.
We have enough.
It never would happen.
We have enough.
Never would happen with Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah. All right. We have enough.
Bam, triple-double. Stroke. Dude. 6 of 9 from downtown.
Let's
21
just,
points.
Let's just say what it is. All right. I'm going to – this Bam Adebayo is the best. I love him. I love the guy. You know, you want to know something? You know, I got a lot of these jokers. Oh, you're always wrong in this, Tobin. You never got the – hey, I nailed this, all right? Not only did I nail this, both of the guys last night who were balling for the Heat, I nailed it.
Who's the other one?
Duncan Robinson.
It took you a while to come around.
What?
No. Last year he wasn't that good.
Hey.
That shit was like
all we had to do, put him in the Sioux Falls oven. Sioux Falls oven, let him bake a little bit, let the yeast rise, get those muscles all swole. He got in the Alonzo Mourning weight room.
Did Kendrick Nunn ever play in Sioux Falls?
No.
Or they signed him from
the
Golden
State
G League?
They signed him in the last day of the season. Remember, they dumped Magruder.
Yeah, he played it for the Summer League Heat.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, the Heat, they're back in action tonight.
By the way, I was going to ask you about that. Can we be honest for a second?
I love honesty.
Okay. Yeah. So, I'm at the game on Friday, right? And Eric Spoelstra brings up this – somebody asked him about Magruder. And, you know, he's like, oh, one of the toughest days of my career. You know, we love Magruder. And he pounds the table. He goes, he's always got our stamp of approval. Love Magruts. But in the back of his mind, you think he's thinking, I got the rookie of the year out of it.
Only you think like that.
Oh, no. Somewhere in Eric Spoelstra.
Here.
Hold on. There's not a moment.
Nope.
Him, Chris Quinn, and old Craigs, DC, Dan Craig, they're not joking around be like, man, thank God we cut Magruts.
But understand, it was a decision they made for this reason because they thought Kendrick Nunn would be more.
Well, no, they made the reason because they needed – it was financial. They had to make the move because they didn't want to be in the luxury tax. And then everybody said they were cheapskates. But then they took that cheapskate, the little pennies they had left – and they signed Kendrick Nunn. So, what looked like a cheap move turned out to be genius. Better investment. I love Magruder, but this is a better investment. Sometimes you got to sell stocks even if you're in love with them.
Spoelstra, the notary.
Yep.
Putting a stamp on it.
What's wrong?
You want official documents.
The twist that you put on.
I'm not saying
look,
he wasn't upset about cutting Magruder.
No. Listen, they made the decision to get rid of Magruder and go with Kendrick Nunn, right?
Yeah.
It could have had something to do with money, but I doubt it. Like, at the time, what did they need?
No, they had to cut him for money.
They had to cut.
Yeah, to get because they didn't want to pay luxury tax. Because remember, I know what it was. It was Kelly Olynyk's bonus. His bonus had kicked in, and so they wanted to get under the luxury tax because that messes with your exceptions that you could play and whatnot.
Okay.
So they cut Magruder on the last day of the season, but they signed Kendrick Nunn because that wouldn't mess with them.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But it all worked out for everybody, right? Magruder is on a contender.
Yeah.
You know, he gets to contribute, gets to play with fun guy.
I'm sure he got his revenge on Friday night.
Yeah, and Kendrick Nunn is, best rookie. So.
Well, I mean, the odds.
I
agree with you, but I'm saying the odds say differently.
I would just like to say the twist that you put on events of our life are amazing.
It's not that big a twist, though. I'm just saying that Eric Spoelstra has had a moment where he was sad about Magruder, but then was like, oh, blessing in disguise, because I got Kendrick Nunyans.
But you didn't know that until the season started.
Absolutely. Not denying that. But I'm just saying, kicking back in the – just in the – Leroy, listen, hear me out. You, me –
You know what that means.
What?
That hear me out means please don't get up and leave until I'm done.
Yeah, kind of. There's never been a moment in the Heat facility where Spo, Quinny, DC, that's Dan Craig. Who's the other guy?
Cormier.
De La Grana.
Octavio De La Grana.
You know, they're all just sitting around. They're in the steam room, getting a nice steam, and they go, man, it's Kendrick Nunn, huh? He's gonna be rookie of the month 3 months in a row. Blessing in disguise, we cut Magruder. That's never happened. Somebody's thrown it out there. I bet Quinny's thrown it out there.
It's like, I know it was hard. I know we did that to get rid of Magruder, but bro, that Kendrick Nunn.
Come on.
I'm sure they're doing that. But look, you're talking about a guy. Now here's what I think they're doing it more for this reason, right? Kendrick Nunn plays 25, 30 minutes a game.
Probably, yeah, about there.
Right?
There.
Magruder was playing, what, 10?
Mm-hmm.
You got a more impact player.
That's what I'm
to
saying.
To play more minutes.
Yeah, you're coming around. You
I don't
agree
think
with
they.
Me.
No. I don't think. You think when they brought him in, they thought he was going to be this?
No.
Okay.
But I'm saying now
okay.
in
they
the
got
aftermath.
They got, so is it safe to say that based on what they expected, they got lucky?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But all right. you haven't ever then. What I thought was bad was actually good. Thank God we got rid of Magruder.
You know what it sounds like?
Mm.
It sounds like you dodging the Heat dodging bullets like you dodge them. Yeah, the old Matrix is going.
I can't do it as
like,
good as
like
these chairs.
You got this weird twist you putting on it, right?
Yeah.
Well, who did we avoid? What bullet did we dodge?
The luxury tax bullet.
No.
Oh, Jimmy Butler.
Oh, and then now we have Jimmy Butler.
Right. But when I said that, it wasn't right at the right time. You know, sometimes things in life are all about timing. And having Jimmy Butler.
That's
on the
why
side
you
white
go catch
side,
the iguanas when they're frozen?
No, well, yeah, I mean, but it's also it's also just more practical.
Just
be honest. Hassan Whiteside, Jimmy Butler in the same locker room, it wouldn't have gone well.
Somebody would have gotten a fist fight.
Yeah.
Like you just know that like that's not. Well, no, he didn't get in a fight in Minnesota.
No, I mean they cowered.
Whatever you say, Jimmy.
Especially old grandma arms. What else you got, Robbie?
Yeah. By the way, this Trojan horse, this is the fishy. This Trojan horse is so distracting.
It really
they
is.
They have a box surrounding it, just like in the old days. This is exactly how they did it. That's how they invaded.
I mean, it was bigger than that, Robbie.
I know, but scale to scale. Obviously, we're not in Rome right now. We're in a convention center.
Yeah, you had to fit actual people in the Trojan horse. I don't know if you know this, Leroy. You could only fit little people in there.
Not even.
The micro wrestlers, redneck brawler.
He can't.
That's coming
man.
Up again, by the way. I believe it's in a couple of weeks. They're back again.
Those guys are pervy.
Yeah, oh God, how do they get away with so much stuff? But yeah, the Heat, they are back in action tonight. A home back-to-back, if you will. They're taking on the Boston Celtics. It's a TNT game. It was a 7:30 tip-off. They did move it to an 8 o'clock tip-off, which means 7 o'clock. Zazzo and Tommy Ty get your pregame started on the JetBlue Vacations pregame show right here on the ticket.
No local TV.
No local TV. It's TNT only tonight.
Yep.
Dwayne Wade is supposed to make his debut tonight.
Yeah.
Is he? We
believe
he was supposed to. This was supposed to be his TNT debut with Shaq. He's supposed to be the new Tuesday night show.
Okay.
I don't know if he is. It's one of those things where I don't know if he's going to need to grieve. I mean, there's been players who haven't been able to go through the Kobe thing. I think he's going to do it. I think he's going to go.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to check Barry Jackson. He usually is usually up on this stuff. Whether it's Dwayne Wade is still going to be doing the He's in studio, I believe. He's not broadcast. He's not on the.
No, he'll be in Atlanta.
He'll be in
Atlanta.
Yeah, nothing. As of right now, he is still doing it. We haven't heard otherwise that he's not doing it. So as of right now, that's still going on.
Cool.
And they play the Celtics tonight. The Celtics were off last night. The Heat, they are playing on the second leg of a back-to-back. How close are the Celtics to the Heat in the standings? They got to be.
I think they're a game and a half back. Because the Heat right now are even with Toronto. The last I checked, I think that right now the Heat are the, I guess, two seed by, I guess, tiebreaker is what they would put them up
on. Yeah, because they beat the Raptors early. They beat the Raptors twice already.
Yeah, so the Heat are second in the East, but they have the same record exactly as the Raptors, and they are
a game and a half,
up on the Celtics. So if Spo wins tonight, is he the All-Star coach?
If the deadline is this week, then yeah, he would have to be. And then Nick Nurse didn't do it last year, so yeah, I guess the only team in the way is the Raptors.
Yeah, they play the Hawks tonight. They're probably going to win that game. Hawks suck.
And the Raptors are at home.
And they're at home. So I guess tonight we'll decide. It's either going to be Nick Nurse or it's going to be
Spo.
Better hope it's Spo.
Now, I know Zazzle suggested on his show last week that maybe deep down inside Spoelstra secretly doesn't want to be the 2Z just for a day.
I don't think he does want to coach. I think he'd rather go on vacation,
yeah, but
quite
then,
frankly.
But if he is, then that ensure that his two guys get in.
No, I don't think it has anything to do
with it.
No, it's not like baseball. It's not like baseball. Like, I think it's just coaching vote, I think, has to get finished today. They announce it on Thursday. But it's not like he gets to select the guys.
Okay. Well, usually the guy who's the coach gets to pick. Like a need guy.
No, you know who actually gets, you know who gets. I believe commissioner gets to pick. I think that's how it works.
No.
Yeah, the commissioner picks the replacements.
I remember this with Goron.
No, they pick the replacements. But yeah, I'm saying in
that's coaching vote.
In football, the coaching staff gets to bring one need player.
Oh, okay.
So say if you
need
a guy,
I don't think that's how it works
in
basketball.
Yeah, no. So the coach doesn't pick anybody.
No, I know last year they did the tribute All-Stars with Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki. Are they going to do that again this year?
The only guy they would do it for is Vince.
Vince Carter, yeah. I believe they could do that for him.
I don't know. I haven't heard
22
anything.
22 years in the league?
It is supposed to be his last year.
Has he ever won a championship? No.
No.
Did he with Dallas?
No, I don't. I think he they
he
won
with Dallas? I think he was there actually right after Dallas won.
Or maybe right before,
yeah. I don't think he has.
I know he damn near played for everybody.
He has got on the tour, that's for sure.
And that's the code word, by the way, is tour.
Tour. T-O-U-R. Tour. Text it 72881.
One more headline, since I am the official head of the marketing team for Canes basketball.
Oh!
I'm letting people know that the Canes have a basketball game tonight, 8 o'clock at the Watsco Center against Virginia Tech.
Sick.
Did you see what happened the other night, on Saturday night, against North Carolina?
No.
So
I know they got crushed.
They got thumped, but there's a story behind the thumping.
Oh.
So nobody knew about this. The line really didn't move that much, but right before tip-off, they announced, like, this is literally at the tip-off's at noon, and at 12:01, the broadcasters are saying Chris Likes and Cameron McGusty, the two leading scorers, both out for the game. So the Canes literally played with six scholarship players against North Carolina, and the two leading scorers are out. Of course they're going to get
thumped. That's tough. I mean, especially when your coach is a couple weeks removed from saying, we can't score 90 points. Two leading scorers are out.
Yeah, and they gave up 94 to North Carolina, who's terrible.
That's tough. We're back. We got more going on here, Radio Row. We'll be back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. We are live from Radio Row, Miami Beach Convention Center. We're going to talk to Reggie Wayne next hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Louisiana guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Louisiana guy, right?
Yeah.
So him and every two Louisiana Canes.
Hey, man, let me explain something to you.
Louisiana just won
there
the
is
championship.
More, there no. is more talent
Don't say
per
it,
capita.
Oh, boy.
And Louis, really? You
Go ahead and say it. No, no,
pull
no.
it up.
I don't want to.
The facts.
Per capita.
Say what you're going to say.
More talent comes out of Louisiana per capita than anywhere else.
So more than South Florida.
Yep.
Well, yeah,
South Florida, like, you can use the whole state. It's per capita.
Well, there more talent comes out of South Florida, but you're going by per capita.
Right.
I don't know what per capita means.
It means, like, percentage per people living there.
I don't think that's true.
5 out of 100. Is better per capita than 5 out of 1,000.
Like 7 out of 1,000.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, numbers should be numbers. I mean, in all honesty, it should be, you know, whatever the total is. Total's more impressive to me than per capita.
That's Canesburg.
Nah,
well,
bro.
The Canes don't even get all these guys.
I love Louisiana. Don't get me wrong. I mean, two of the greats.
Yeah, they
have
like,
you ever been to Louisiana?
No.
You wouldn't love it that much.
Really?
Yeah.
With the swamps?
Where does everybody live?
In the bayou.
No.
The bayou.
All the people you know from Louisiana, where do they live now?
With Tiger.
No, they don't live there.
New Orleans?
They live everywhere else.
Oh.
Not where the hurricanes are and the grenades and all those drinks.
No.
Mardi Gras, that nope. Tuesday.
Nope.
Superdome.
Wanted to get some thoughts from Jimmy Butler last night because Bam Adebayo was awesome.
Oh, no, he shot a three, and it didn't look labored. It was in just a smooth.
I'm telling you, this guy, it just looks like it's all coming easier to him, you know? It just takes a little bit of confidence, a little bit of nudging. To know that it's okay. It's okay to go do – you know, a lot of these people, they come into the league, they get to do whatever the hell they want. Trae Young, nobody's saying that Trae Young's not awesome. You know, he's a tremendous player, but he gets to go do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to be within a system. Hey, Trae Young, go out there, shoot 100 shots.
How you know they don't have a system?
They don't have a system.
When he scored 45, he had 24 shots.
System is go
That's
shoot
pretty
ball.
Good.
System is Trae Young, do what you want. We'll just stand around here.
Wait. 24 shots and he scored 45.
Devin Booker, come into the league, do what you want. Go out there, score 70 points. We don't care if we win or lose.
It's almost 2 points per shot.
You know? Bam Adebayo's got to go out there. He's got to guard the best player. He's got to go out there. He's got to defend.
He's not guarding the best player. Jimmy Butler is.
No, not all the
Stop.
Time. Nope.
Stop.
Nope.
Stop.
Nope.
Look, he's good. He's good.
Who was guarding
I'm
the best
all about Bam.
End of the Wizards game, it was Bam guarding Bradley Beal, not Jimmy Butler. You want to know why? Jimmy Butler was getting roasted and toasted. Now, granted, Jimmy
was hurt.
Understood. That's fair.
Oh, my
that's
goodness.
Fair.
You
was, he was hurt.
Hey, I'm sorry. To all the Heat players, the Canes players, Dolphins, and Panthers, if it's to make a point, Brendan Tobin will squash your dreams. Jimmy Butler was your guy less than 48 hours ago. But now
oh,
you
he's
need
my
make,
guy. No,
you
no,
need
no.
to make a point
don't
with –
Don't
need
get
to make,
me wrong. Don't
you
get
need
me wrong.
To make a point
no, 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 no.
with
Jimmy Butler,
Bam.
No, Jimmy Butler is my guy. Don't
okay.
get me wrong.
All
no,
right.
Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying what my eyes saw. That's it.
Right.
Here's Jimmy Butler last night. He's giving props to Bam. Says he's been doing it all year and deserves to be in the All-Star game.
I mean, there's truly nothing to say because he's been doing it all year long on both ends of the floor, which is absolutely incredible. And I don't believe he's missed a game yet, which is even more incredible. So, I mean, if that's not All-Star worthy, I can't tell you what is.
Agreed. He also was asked about the idea of getting snubbed, which we discussed last week. He was snubbed, not starting in the All-Star game. Here's Jimmy Buckets on what he had to say. Okay, Jimmy Buckets. I bet it goes something like this. These voters are idiots, and I don't need to be starting in the All-Star game. You want to know why? Because I'm starting in my mind and in my heart and soul. I don't know if that's what he said. I don't know if that's what his actual quote was, but I bet it went something like that. That's what Jimmy Butler had to say. So don't you worry about it. And for the texters right in, he goes, Jimmy Butler's growing the best player more than anyone on our team, Tobin. I know. But... At the end, after Jimmy Butler was getting roasted and toasted because maybe he had a sore hip, they put Bam on him. And that's what I'm saying. Bam has a lot of responsibilities. And Devin Booker and Trae Young, their responsibility is score as much as you want. Go. Go on. Do what you want. And so I'm just saying it takes a little bit. Leroy, sometimes it takes a little bit of a nudge to spread your wings and fly. And that, for Bam, is what he's doing now. Spreading his wings, wingspan, flying.
You know, that added sound doesn't make it.
Like a peacock. You gotta let me fly.
So now we got the peacock pirate and a talking peacock. Like, no, look.
Listen.
First of all, I appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah.
You don't have to squash one guy's dreams to make your guy look good. Bam's awesome. He can touch them all. Whatever you need done on a basketball court, he can do. Right? So he's probably the most versatile player in the Heat. But Jimmy's your best defender. And when it's – no, no, no. When it's a go-to guy, you want to have him locked down, Jimmy's guarding him. End of discussion. If he's hurt, that's a different story. Then they go to number two. Bam. But your lockdown defender is Jimmy. My ass.
You go ahead.
You can make all the noise you want.
If I need one stop just for one possession, put out on the best defender, you're putting Jimmy instead of Bam.
If what now?
One possession.
Yep.
To win the game.
Yep.
You're putting Jimmy on whomever.
Yep.
Instead of Bam.
Yep.
It depends on the player.
No.
If the player is a driver to the basket versus if the player is going to pull up and shoot a three, there's a difference. I think if the guy's going to drive to the basket, I think I'd probably rather have Bam.
What are you doing with nuance, dude? This is
radio. No, there's a difference.
Pick a side.
What? I'm just explaining the situation. Like, if you're down by two.
You know, they got five guys on the floor.
All right, but if you're down by two, you don't want to give up a three. You want someone to drive to the basket and then block his shot at the rim. Then I don't want Bam out of bio.
Texter writes in, Tobin, you try and trade Bam away in any minute. Simmer down now. Never.
Hey.
Never.
I will say this. Even though this clown across from me did say we dodged a bullet with Jimmy Butler, only to have Jimmy Butler play on the team, right? He has been one thing he has been consistent with. You can have everybody on my team, but Bam.
That's and dunks.
Right.
Come on, man. Who would you trade Bam for at this point? Who?
You can't. Who? You can't trade him because his value doesn't match his contract yet.
Trust me. They got enough fat contracts that they can match up if they wanted to.
Okay.
Bam and Olynyk.
In all honesty, like if we were going to have that talk.
No.
Give me a better asset in the league right now than Bam. Give me it.
Who? Let me tell you something. Soon as.
Who?
Hold on.
I'm not trading him.
Soon as the conversation, if somebody comes across and say, hey, there's a rumor that the Heat are interested in so-and-so, and then you come here making the whale noises. See, you make the whale noises all willy-nilly, right?
Yeah, right.
Because you don't know what you have to give up to get the whale.
No.
You never know.
No, because here's the first step in whaling is going out in front of the boat and seeking the sound of the whale. You have to put your ears up and figure out where are the whales coming from. That's the first key.
What was I watching? I was watching some coverage for the Super Bowl. I want to say it was Fox.
Was it the media night? Was it the opening
night? No, it was. They were doing a show. I think it was Fox. And the guy, his ears were so big.
I don't know.
The elephant ears?
Oh, my God. I couldn't stop staring.
No, but let's do this. So if I wanted to, I'm not doing it.
Yes.
But if I wanted to.
Okay.
All right. If, let's say, Giannis wanted to be traded, he demanded a trade.
Yep.
Give me a better piece than Bam Adebayo in a trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You'd give him up in a heartbeat.
No. I wouldn't. He's my guy.
Here. You know what I call – that's called hedging your bet.
No.
Because you figure it'll never happen, so I can go ahead on and go out on a limb.
I'm just saying, theoretically. Robbie, give me the ring. Burr, burr. Hey, what's up, Bucks guy? It's Pat Riley. I hear that Giannis is in trouble. Theoretically, would you take Bam for him? And I don't think that gets hung up on, all right? A lot of clicks. Like, if I tried to do that again, Robbie. Burr, burr. If I tried to make that call, say, hey, what's up, man? It's Pat Riley. What's up, Bucks, man? Tyler Hero. Click. No, that's not going to get you. That's not getting you Giannis. Bam's not.
You have to mention. You got to come out the gate with Bam?
Yeah, you got
to
say it before you hang up. Otherwise, he's going to hang up because people are calling.
Because as soon as you say Giannis, you got to follow it up with Bam right away and say, oh, keep
has
keep,
has keep Tatum talking. Has Tatum signed his big deal yet from the Celtics? I'm not saying he's better than assets
to
Bam.
But this is his first deal. They need to go ahead on and get that.
I'm not saying he's a better asset
than Bam. Is he going to the All-Star game?
Who, Jason Tatum?
Yeah.
I would imagine he's going
to
get selected.
You have to be first or second all-team to get Supermax, right?
Yeah, or MVP. Or I guess you would be MVP anyway. Yeah, All-NBA is the big one.
Because his name was always thrown out there in trade rumors when they were talking about Kawhi and Kyrie. Way back in the day, well, obviously Kyrie ended up going to them. But.
Text writes in, Luka's about to win MVP on his rookie deal. Yeah, but they're not trading Luka. I'm talking about if obviously you could trade Luka for anybody, but no, it's not going to happen. I'm saying right now, guys, if you wanted to just actually go on the trade block, who's better?
Nobody, I mean, yeah, it's Bam or Tatum or any other young aspiring first or second year player out there.
Texter writes,
Trae Young maybe.
Would you trade Kawhi for Bam, Hero, and Duncan? No.
No.
No. No. No. I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
See, you can't play this game with two.
Why?
Why?
Oh, you would? Wow.
No, I'm not saying that.
Wow.
I didn't say that at all, right. But I don't play the game. You play this game, but then what you do is you pick the side that's going to make your ass look good. You ain't picking the side that you – because soon as you hear Kawhi, soon as you hear Giannis, soon as you hear all those names, you start making that noise and come in dressed like a sailor.
Let's talk about the real issue here, though, is you know Bam is going to be key to recruiting. You see, nobody hobnobs after these games more than Bam. He's always hanging out with the best player. You ever notice that? He's got crouton in him, and I appreciate
that. No, because after the game, I go to sleep.
No, I'm telling
you. You ought to try it.
I'm gonna send you a montage of end of games.
Ah, got it. Andrew Siciliano.
Oh, yeah, that dude's
– That's on the whole network, yeah.
He does have satellites.
Holy smokes. I was like, this can't be real.
I'm telling –
It's like baby New Year.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude. Right now, Bam, he's hobnobbing more than anybody. And so that makes him a key asset, especially when it comes to getting Giannis. Same agent. They're working out in the offseason together. Watch it. 2021.
Yeah, I got the value, according to Sport Track. Now, this is in 2019. Some of these guys have had new contracts since then. But the NBA 2019 value rankings, obviously number one is Luka.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to trade Luka. Trae Young is number two.
Mm-hmm.
I think this guy recently signed an extension, but Ben Simmons.
Yeah, Ben Simmons did just sign a new extension.
And then it's Greek Freak. Even Greek Freak making $25 million is still number four.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Siakam just signed an extension.
Yep.
Right.
And then you got Brandon Ingram from the Pelicans. And then Bam Adebayo.
So he's six?
One, two. Yeah, if you're taking away guys that signed an extension like Simmons and Siakam, he's one, two, three, four, five. If you take away Simmons and Siakam.
Okay, so Brandon Ingram's already been traded.
Yep.
For Anthony Davis. And so, yeah, my list is now valid because all those guys, none of them are getting traded. All right? Let's be honest. Pascal Siakam's not getting traded. Giannis ain't getting traded. Luka's not getting traded. Trae Young's not getting traded. And the other one
Ben Simmons not getting traded.
And Ben Simmons not getting traded. Well, he's not getting traded right now. So, Bam, best trade asset in the league. But we're not trading him. So, suck on that.
Somebody said, you're full of it. Month ago, you would trade all three of those players for Jrue Holiday.
Never. Never. Yeah. No, never. Never. It would be insulting to me if you brought a Bam Adebayo's name in a Jrue Holiday trade call. Like, try it again, Robbie. Try it again. This time it's the Pelicans guy. It's going to be, what's his name? Griff?
Griff, yeah.
Okay. Griff's calling up Pat. Give me again. Hey, this is the Godfather. You be Griff.
Hey, what's up, GF?
Hey, who's this?
This is David Griffin, New Orleans Pelicans.
Who?
David Griffin. Griff.
Oh, former Cavs guy.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
That's me. Yeah, that's me. Listen, man, we're not going to be able to keep the Greek Freak beyond – oh, sorry, the Pelicans. Listen, we want Bam, but we want to give you Brandon Ingram.
Wait. It was Jrue Holiday. You're getting too crazy with me, Griff. Somebody's saying that I want to trade Bam for Jrue Holiday. So you want to call up and offer me Jrue Holiday. What do you think about Jrue Holiday for Bam? Click.
Well, I know the numbers didn't work. I know you wouldn't do that because Jrue Holiday's making like 30-something million.
We'd make the filler.
So Jrue Holiday.
But I'm not even going to theorize this. It's insulting you call me with this, Griff. All right? Talk to you later. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. We're live from Radio Row, Miami Beach Convention Center. Robbie, do you want to explain what you had to look up during the break?
So, before we found out that Leroy's the guy with the big ears he saw on TV was Andrew Siciliano, all we knew that he wasn't on Fox, but he was trying to remember what TV station he was on, and this guy with the big ears on Fox. So I looked up big ears on Fox, and it literally pulls up a picture of a fennec fox. Which, if you Google with two N's, fennec fox, it's a little fox with gigantic ears.
They have those at the Palm Beach Zoo, the fennec fox. They got a whole pen of them. They're cool.
Really?
Yeah, I like them. My kids want to take them home as
Andrew
pets.
Andrew Siciliano, the fennec fox.
Your kids want to take home everything as pets.
That's fair. My son yesterday, we were talking. I said, if you could have one thing as a pet, son, what would you want? And he looks at me, he goes, a penguin. I'm like, hey, man, We live in South Florida.
This penguins that can survive in hot weather.
I don't know, man. Like, normally, first of all, I think he wants one of the big fat penguins, the emperor penguins. Those are cold weather penguins. If you want to go rock hopper or chinstrap penguin, it's an okay penguin. It's not the best. It's not the tops in the world. It's not the Rolls Royce of penguins. But even if you are, the penguin needs some type of water element to be into. What would we put in water? I don't have a pool. Has a canal, but that's bad news because there's gators in there. That penguin's going to be lunch.
So check this out. But this is a fennec fox. It's a small crepuscular fox found in the Sahara Desert or the Sinai Peninsula or even southeast Egypt and in the Arabian Desert. But its most distinctive feature is its unusually large ears, which is also served to dissipate heat.
What, they flap?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if it's too...
Like little sun rays. Does it keep it well energized?
I got to tell you.
How many muffins have you been taken down, by the way? Really?
That was it. I didn't eat.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I haven't eaten.
I feel like you've pillaged the pastry section.
No.
You've gone with this.
No, I haven't eaten them. I broke it open. It was sawdust.
You're very picky with your breakfast. Very picky.
And these ears are sensitive to hear prey moving underground.
Yeah,
so it can hear prey, and it keeps them cool. At least blocks the sun.
So big ears mean you can hear? I better be quiet.
Are you allowed to hear me? Leroy, is there, like, this week, are any of these guys allowed to go party?
Who?
The players.
I think Eugene Robinson ruined it for everybody.
They get in trouble every year.
Yeah, Eugene Robinson ruined it for
everybody. Sure. Here's what they do. They probably have, it's laid back
right.
Monday, Tuesday, because you've done all your preparation.
Right.
You've done your preparation last week, like your heavy practice. So it's not heavy practice this week. But you will, you probably have a – maybe not even have one until Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a curfew Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Or might be until Thursday. But, I mean, if you keep guys cooped up, for the whole week. But they always send you out with a warning.
Right.
That, Yep, that look, hey.
Don't get caught.
Yep.
Don't do anything.
Don't go out there.
Because I was just wondering, I was wondering if like Astron could throw a wrench into the Super Bowl here,
if
the Instagram ass models come together in South Beach and just throw a wrench into this thing.
Yes.
Big distractions.
Yep.
Man.
Who would be the guy to most likely fall for this? A big distraction coming with the Super Bowl.
I mean, I would go.
It's not going to be Damian Williams. He's already lived out here.
I feel like both of the meaty tight ends, like Kittle or Kelsey.
Yeah.
Oh, because they seem kind of Hollywood too, huh?
Yeah. Well,
Kittle comes from Iowa, so I mean, now he's in South Beach.
He's just going to be pillaging Astron. Like that's how I feel that would go.
You'd be amazed at, like, just no, not really. You know what I mean? Like,
I tell you, who doesn't get distracted by Astron?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Richard Sherman,
oh yeah.
Richard Sherman would be telling all these people what they should do better in their life other than being Instagram ass models. He would tell you the downfalls of being an Instagram ass model. He would just have a whole soliloquy on it. Richard Sherman's not falling for Astron. Too smart.
Yeah, and they'd walk away. Once hearing his spiel, they'd just immediately walk away.
Then they would say, Darrell Revis better, and they'd walk away.
Leave it to Toby to ask his son what his favorite fantasy pet would be, only to tear it down, giving reasons for why he can't get it, as if they're actually planning on building a habit for that fantasy pet.
Well, theoretically, if he would have gone, chameleon. I mean, we could do a chameleon. It's not impossible. Chameleon is doable.
Iguana's doable.
Who wants an iguana in their house?
I had an iguana. I had a pet iguana. His name was Spike. He was big.
My daughter wants a ferret.
Are you going to get her a ferret?
No.
Why? Because you don't like critters.
Because it's a ferret. Look. I hope she's not listening, but she didn't do too good with the squirrel.
Oh no, you can't hold Ricky against her.
I'm not holding
against
her.
It was a wild animal. That thing. If anything, didn't you tell me their average lifespan is 2 months?
Yeah, it was rough.
That stupid squirrel would waltz up on your curtains and think it was a tree.
Hey, but wait. I mean, as opposed to a ferret.
Yeah, but a ferret is domesticated.
Really?
Yeah. You go to the ferret pen. You get a ferret little ball to play in. It's got a little thing. It runs through the tunnel. It's a good time. Ferrets have a good time, man. You know who has a ferret? Duarte.
Duarte.
Yeah, poor thing. It's a good thing that the ferret has small ears. Doesn't have to hear his ridiculous takes.
Somebody said ferrets stink.
They do smell a little bit. Like if you go to PetSmart and you go to the ferret pen, it's a little stinky. It's
not. Point for Tobin.
Chinchillas.
Had a chinchilla.
All I remember is
that ferret
what's
must
his name?
Eat a lot of protein, by the way. Zach Duarte.
Lucas getting caught because of the chinchilla coat.
I had a chinchilla. His name was Wiggles, and he ran away.
Somebody said my roommate in college had a ferret and named it Antonio Banderas. It was the dirtiest thing ever.
Oh, man. We'll give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up. You listen for the code word.
They're opening the Trojan horse there.
Ooh, I'd like to see this.
Is somebody going to pop out?
Ass model.
We're live here from
Why am I stuck in here? I can't breathe.
It's the whole point's the bitch.